time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now, here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hey, Earn Your Spurs listeners, welcome to episode number 16 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Since this episode is being released just a couple days before the 2014 National Finals Rodeo kicks off, I really wanted to pay homage to the NFR. So today my interview is with none other than Miss Rodeo America 2014, Paige Nicholson. Paige is a beautiful young woman who grew up on a farm in Lawrence, Mississippi, and she is definitely a cowgirl. She's done a wonderful job representing the sport of rodeo over the past year, and in just a few short days, she'll be handing the reins over to Miss Rodeo America 2015. So if you happen to be in Las Vegas and have an opportunity to take in some of those queen contests like horsemanship or modeling, I definitely encourage you to do so. There's a great group of young women who'll be competing for the 2015 title. Today, Paige is just going to give you some insights about what it means to be Miss Rodeo America, what it's like to compete in a queen pageant, and what has been the most memorable part of representing rodeo the past year for Paige. Just one quick announcement before I jump into the interview with Paige, and that is with the rodeo coming up in just a couple of days, I'm going to be in Las Vegas for the NFR for a few days, and I would love to meet some of you who happen to be there as well. So I will be at the NFR Fan Fest on Friday, December 5th at 2:15 during the Wild Pony Race. I'm going to try and catch some of the Miss Rodeo America horsemanship, which ends at 2, and then the Wild Pony Race starts at 2:15. So I'll be hanging around in that area. And if you happen to be there, please come by and say hello. I would love to meet you. That'll be at the convention center in Las Vegas. So please, if you have a chance to come by and say hi, do so. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. You can use the web form at earnyourspurs.com or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Either way, get a hold of me and I'd love to chat with you if we get an opportunity. Also, if you didn't have a chance to grab an Earn Your Spurs sticker at the PBR finals, they will be available at the NFR as well. The UNLV rodeo team will have them available at their table where they'll be selling raffle tickets to raise money for their program. So definitely stop by and say hi to them. They'll have a table at the convention center at Cowboy Christmas and also on the concourse at the Thomas and Mack during each performance of the NFR. So stop by, say hello to my brother, Bryce. He'll be in a black Resistall hat. Hope to see some of you this week, and let's go ahead and jump into my interview with Paige.
Thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you being here. I know you're getting ready to be pretty busy here the next couple of weeks with the NFR coming up.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to be on.
Cool. So, you know, my show really caters to an audience that's sort of just kind of getting involved in the Western lifestyle, and it's an opportunity for them to learn about different facets of rodeo and cowboys and cowboy culture in general. So I really wanted to just bring you on and give the listeners a chance to learn about another aspect of rodeo that we haven't covered on the show yet, which is the pageant side. And I couldn't think of another person that would be more qualified to talk about that than you.
Perfect.
So I'd love to start out just by having you tell us a little bit about your background, you know, and how you got started in rodeo and eventually in pageants and became Miss Rodeo America.
Okay. Well, I'm 23 years old. I'm an alumna of Mississippi State University. I have a bachelor's in ag information science. I grew up on a farm in a rural area of Mississippi, a town called Lawrence. My family grows corn, soybean, and commercial beef cattle. We used to have a dairy, so I grew up on a dairy farm, but we sold it not long ago. I held my first rodeo queen title when I was 15, which was Miss Mississippi High School Rodeo. Then I was Miss Rodeo Mississippi Teen. And then Miss Dixie National Rodeo, then Miss Rodeo Mississippi. So I started in at 15, which is a little later than most girls start.
So for you, was it the the pageants or the rodeo that came first? I mean, did you start out in rodeo barrel racing and roping and then eventually got into the queen side of things, or was it the other way around?
Well, growing up on a farm, I've always kind of lived a Western lifestyle. I started junior high rodeo when I was really young. So the rodeo part definitely came first. You know, I was quite the tomboy growing up. And I really loved Mississippi High School Rodeo as an organization. And they didn't have anyone to run for queen that year. And just in order to be a representative and kind of help, you know, because I didn't want our association to go and not have a queen. And I was like, you know, I could do that. That sounds like fun. And I just turned out really loving it. You know, I had a great time at the National High School Rodeo Queen Contest. I made friends there that competed with me at Miss Rodeo America and are still really close friends of mine. So that was definitely a great step for me, and I didn't even know what I was getting into.
Yeah, I bet. What was it that sort of prompted you to go on with it after that first experience?
I just had a lot of fun. You know, I really loved all the girls that I got to meet, and they were all going on and pursuing other titles and keeping up with them on Facebook and through calling and texting. You know, they were all having a great time continuing with their rodeo queening. And, you know, it was just something that I decided I wanted to pursue. I have a lot of background in public speaking contests and in 4-H contests. So it was really well suited for me to participate in rodeo queen pageants.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of the whole rodeo queen pageant. It's not just looking pretty on a horse. I mean, can you tell us a little bit? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, everything that you have to do when you compete?
Well, pageants are just a lot like normal pageants that are kind of the stereotypical pageant. You get the on-stage questions, the interviews with the judges. But the thing about rodeo queen pageants is, along with current event and personality questions, you also have a lot of fact-based questions pertaining to rodeo knowledge and equine science and things like that. And instead of using a singing or dancing type on-stage talent, we use horsemanship as our talent, which works out really well for me because that happens to be the only thing that I can do performance-wise. I'm not a singer or a dancer, so.
How heavily weighted is the horsemanship as part of the pageant? I mean, is it more heavily weighted than some of the other parts of the contest, or is it sort of on par with those? I mean, how important is it to be able to ride?
Well, it varies from contest to contest. The Miss Dixie National Rodeo Pageant in Jackson, Mississippi, horsemanship is 60% of your score, so that's that's most of it. At the Miss Rodeo America Pageant, your horsemanship is 25% of your score, which is a larger part than any other part of the contest.
Well, obviously, that's a big part of what you do as Miss Rodeo America is, you know, on the back of a horse. So what other types of things does the title of Miss Rodeo America include? I mean, how did you spend the last year?
Well, being a confident horseman, I think, is the most important part of being a rodeo queen. You have to be confident up on horseback to address the crowd as you're riding, to, you know, not look as though you're concerned about the horse or not only be paying attention to the horse. You have to be addressing the crowd, possibly carrying a flag, pushing out saddles. So you have to be very comfortable on horseback so that you can multitask and do other things while you're on horseback, because that's part of the presentation and it really helps your credibility as a rodeo queen if you're a confident horseman. While I'm actually at a rodeo, you know, other than the actual riding and participating in the rodeo performance, I do a lot of just one-on-one interaction with fans. You know, we have autograph signings, and of course they have questions and want to take pictures, and we do different things around town with the rodeo sponsors. So it's a lot of interaction with different types of rodeo fans.
So what would you say is the main role of a rodeo queen, and especially, you know, the title that you hold, which is the most prestigious queen title there is? I mean, what is your actual job? What are you here to do?
Well, my actual job is to be an ambassador for the sport of rodeo. And to me, that encompasses being an advocate for rodeo, the Western way of life, to be able to stand up for our animal welfare rules and regulations. And, you know, it's my job is to create rodeo fans, to actually inspire them to come to the rodeo and to make sure they have a great time while we're there. To me, having Miss Rodeo America or a different rodeo queen at a rodeo adds value to the rodeo ticket that they purchased. You know, not only do you get to see cowboys and rough stock, but there's also an element of feminine and elegance to it. So it kind of helps it appeal to a wider audience.
Yeah, and that's important to be able to relate to those people that may not have a background in ranching or agriculture or the Western way of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times the cowboys are rushing in and out, going to different rodeos. They only stay for long enough to make their run. And we're there for the whole performance. You know, we stay after. We're happy to take pictures. And, you know, the cowboys and cowgirls will do that if they can. But that's the rodeo queen's job. So it's really easy for us to be accessible to the fans and have time for them.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed J.J. Harrison recently, the rodeo clown, and he said something similar, you know, that when a steer wrestler comes into the arena, he may only be there for 4 seconds and then he's gone, but his job is to interact mm-hmm. with the crowd and entertain them. And so it seems that your job as a queen would be pretty similar to that.
Yeah, absolutely. J.J. has a great act about rodeo queens, and it is my favorite clown act.
Yes, I have seen it several times.
He and I did it together. He and I did the act together when we were in Denver. I have the video of he and I, and he kicked my horse in the middle of the Denver Stock Show and ran around the arena in the fat suit. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I might have to find that video and post it when I put this interview up so people can see it that have not had the opportunity to watch JJ at a rodeo, because he is pretty entertaining. So, Paige, what would you say is the most meaningful part of your role as Miss Rodeo America in the last year? What's been the most meaningful to you?
The most meaningful part of being Miss Rodeo America to me is helping other people love a sport that I love so much. You know, I'm so excited about pro rodeo, and I want to help it gain fans, and I want everyone to understand what they're seeing and understand what all goes into a rodeo run and the rich history that the sport of rodeo is. And it's so important to me to get to share that with people who think that it may just be a dirt show or something that we've set up, or, you know, I want them to understand what a rich legacy it has and what an amazing sport that it is as a whole. And I get a lot of opportunities to talk about that and to share that. So that's really special for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you relate to people? I mean, when you get the opportunity at a rodeo to talk to somebody that's maybe new to the sport, and like you said, you're sharing it with people that might not have a background in it, how do you relate to them and sort of get them interested in it and share your knowledge about the sport? How do you sort of relate to those people?
Well, it kind of depends on the questions they ask. I try to let the fan kind of dictate the conversation and tell me what parts of the rodeo interest them. You know, a lot of times I like to relate it to the Old West when rodeo events were about raising cattle and about providing food, and I really like to show that aspect of it to people so that they kind of get a little more insight on where their food comes from, even though it's not directly related to pro rodeo, it's related to rodeo's history.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's shift a little bit here, because I like to know more about the pageant in general. For somebody that's interested in getting into queen pageants, what are some of the qualities that they should try to develop?
You know, the only quality that you have to be in a rodeo queen pageant is a passion for rodeo. All you have to do is love the sport and want to do good for it and to be a good representative for it. After that, I would certainly recommend that a potential rodeo queen start taking horsemanship lessons. You know, horsemanship is more than being a good rider or a tough cowgirl. There's a lot of finesse that you need to learn to be able to ride several different horses and to be able to put those points on the board in the ways that the judges are looking for at the contest. So I'd say horsemanship lessons are a very, very important part of the preparation for the pageant. And next, obviously, is your speaking skills. You know, you have to work on being comfortable speaking in front of people or in a high-pressure situation like an interview. You have to know how to get your point across and have those things in your mind that, you know, this is what I stand for and this is what I want the judges to know about me, and to know how to get that point across in an interview. And that's, you know, just practice and focus. Also,
right,
you're going to have to study a lot, and that's something everybody can do. Devise a plan and a strategy on your study and that works for you, and really learn about the sport, because it is your responsibility to fit. You know, when you enter a pageant, you're saying, I am fit to represent this rodeo. So you need to know a lot of history about pro rodeo and the rules and things that the fans would ask you about.
So it's not necessary that you grow up on a ranch or in a rodeo family to be a queen. You can develop those skills.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are, even a couple of girls in the Miss Rodeo America pageant this year that didn't grow up in the Western lifestyle, that they got the opportunity to choose to be part of the Western lifestyle and to choose that that's what they wanted to pursue out of all the options that they have of hobbies and sports, that rodeo is what they chose. And I think that's a really empowering thing to say, you know, I wasn't born or forced into this. This is something that I elected to be part of.
Yeah, that's pretty special, I would think. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those girls are running this year for Miss Rodeo America?
Yes.
Awesome. So I know that the NFR is coming up here in a couple of weeks. What is that pageant experience like?
You know, the Miss Rodeo America pageant was so much fun to me. Even as my year comes to an end, I still look back on the pageant as one of my most fond memories from this year. You know, it's a lot of fun to be in Vegas during the NFR because the whole city is just alive and the Western influence is so obvious. And that's so neat in a city like Las Vegas that the Cowboys can come in and just take over. It's fun to be there. It's fun to be with the other rodeo queens and to get to look up to the reigning Miss Rodeo America. And though it's a tough pageant and a tough schedule, it's all things that you really enjoy. And it's a chance to get to show who you are as a rodeo queen, and get to show what you've learned and practiced and the skills that you've honed during your year.
And how long does the rodeo pageant or the Miss Rodeo America pageant run down there?
Well, it'll be 7 days this year. It was 8 days last year, but it's 7 this year.
So you're busy every day competing.
Yes, I will be in Vegas from November the 28th until December the 14th. So that's a really long time. But the pageant, we crown the new Miss Rodeo America on December the 6th. And then okay. I'll continue my reign until the end of the NFR, and she'll officially take over in January.
Nice. That is it sounds like your schedule as in the Miss Rodeo America pageant is almost as rigid, if not more, than some of the Cowboys.
Oh yeah. It's going to be hectic. You know, we have breakfast every morning at 7 o'clock, and if you have to be ready to leave to go to breakfast at 6:45, that means you started getting ready at like 5:15.
Right.
And then you have the NFR starting on the 4th. And after the NFR, I'll go to the buckle presentation ceremony sponsored by Montana Silversmith. And I actually get to present some buckles to the go-around winners. So that's really fun. And that'll start at 11 p.m. and go till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So there won't be a lot of sleeping going on for me, especially once the rodeo starts.
No, you're going to be sleep deprived.
That's okay, though. I certainly don't want to sleep through my last 2 weeks as Miss Rodeo America.
No, that's a pretty amazing experience. But I wonder, I mean, rodeo is not exactly a sport that's clean. I mean, it's hard to stay clean and looking your best all the time. How do you queens do it? How do you do it?
You know, I'm not absolutely sure that I get it done. There are a lot of girls who can get 2 or 3 wearings out of a starched pair of jeans. And you know, by the end of the rodeo performance, even if I'm just being the rodeo queen, I look like I've been working the back end, I feel like. So, I mean, I get dusty and there's horse sweat on the inside of my jeans and there's dirt on my sleeves and whatever children have on their hands when they touch me or play in my hair or whatever it is that they choose to do. You know, they're not scared to put their silly little hands on your white hat. So it's just one of those things you just have to deal with. Just go on with it. I don't think I've ever been judged for having dust on my shirt or jeans.
Oh, that's good, because that's kind of unavoidable, I would think.
It really is.
I know when I was growing up and high school rodeoing and stuff, the idea came into my mind a few times that, oh, maybe I should run for queen, and especially when I was in college, because we had a big scholarship, but that was always one of the things that held me back. I'm like, I just don't know if I can stay clean that long.
It's tough. And I'm just one of those people who's not good at it. Like if I'm out working with my family and by the end of the day, I'll look like I have been trampled and everybody else is still semi-clean. It's just a thing for me. I can't stay clean.
Now, didn't you get a chance to be on the Today Show or Good Morning America or something?
I was on Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends. Yes. I mm-hmm. saw a clip of you. Were you roping one of the interviewers or something?
Yeah, I got to go up and give kind of a roping demonstration / lesson to the anchors on Fox and Friends.
That's
actually
awesome.
Right in the middle of New York City. It was so cool. You should have seen me and my parents walking through downtown New York with the fast lane roping dummy.
Did you get a few strange looks?
you know, so many strange things go on in that city that a lot of people just really didn't look up. I think that there's enough weird people that everybody's just like, okay, to each their own.
Nobody even noticed you're dragging a rope and dummy down the sidewalk in New York.
The bellman at the hotel thought it was a bullfighting dummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. We used to chase each other.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, that was a great video. I watched it a while back, but I thought it was awesome because you, I mean, it's nice to see a girl that can really show the true skills of, you know, rodeo skills and ranching skills. And obviously, you know how to find a rope. So that's nice to see because, you know, how often do you get to see a cowboy or cowgirl on national news?
Yeah, it was so cool. It was a great experience. And they were just really, really good and easy to work with.
That's cool. It's we don't get to see that as much as we should.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Do you think that there are any misconceptions about rodeo queens?
Well, I think that a lot of people think that we need to stay clean and looking cute through a whole day of radio interviews, TV interviews, luncheons, school visits, rodeos, riding, saddling, unsaddling, that kind of thing. Which obviously that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people kind of assume that rodeo queens are divas or kind of like the stereotypical pageant girl. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be so far from the truth for me.
That's interesting. It seems so different than, you know, some of the traditional rodeo events. And your job is to look good and be a classy representative for the sport of rodeo. And so you do have a little bit of a different job than everybody else out there, but certainly an important one. So what do you think, what do these girls that are competing for Miss Rodeo America have to look forward to?
Well, like I said, the pageant is a lot of fun. You know, they're going to get to interact with some very well-qualified judges, and they're interesting people who are very well-known in the equine and Western industry. So that was a lot of fun for me last year. The pageant is just getting to know the judges because they're such intelligent people, and they're interested in the same kind of things that we are. We also get to do the fashion show, which is just flat-out a lot of fun last year. You know, you kind of just get to be girly and play around, and they play the great music during the fashion show, and our sponsors and different supporters of the pageant bring beautiful clothes and really, really cute things for us to model. So that's a lot of fun, and they'll have that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for us, and that's a lot of fun to have all your family and friends there watching you.
Yeah.
They also get to look forward to waking up at 5 a.m. and going to sleep at 11 a.m. and having a lot, 11 p.m. and having a lot of dance rehearsals and walking miles and miles and miles in dress suits.
Lucky them. So,
it's not all that bad.
No, I'm sure it's amazing. Do you have to bring a whole bunch of different outfits for your modeling, or do some of the companies supply those for you, or how does that work?
Well, for the actual fashion show, you only bring one, what we call a fashion forward outfit, which is kind of like a Western party themed outfit. And other than that, Wrangler gives us a ton of clothes to use in our fashion show. And then there are others like Cripple Creek jackets, Kippy jackets, Double D Ranch wear, all that beautiful stuff that we get to model with those manufacturers actually send in for us.
That's awesome. So you don't have to bring 12 suitcases to Las Vegas.
Well, with 7 or 8 days of pageant activity, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. My family and I drove last year because I didn't trust the airlines to really fly all my pageant outfits, and it would have been super expensive to fly them all anyway. So we just packed a little trailer and took off, and our little trailer was really full. We took a lot of stuff.
So they might have to take 12 suitcases if they're flying.
Yeah, definitely so.
Now, did you have anybody like making your clothes for you? Or, 'cause I know a lot of queens have seamstresses that in their family or people that can make outfits for them. I was curious if you had that.
You know, I had several different designers help me with my wardrobe, from aunts to family friends to professional designers. Just kind of depending on my vision for that outfit, I think a different designer to go with each one.
Can it be cost prohibitive for some people to get involved in competing in pageants just because of all the clothes and stuff that's required?
You know, it has been in the past, but since we started to move to a more fashion forward type look, and the pageant industry now is more accepting of dresses that aren't leather, that are made out of different materials, but still have kind of a Western flair or a Western style to them. So that's really opened up a lot of doors for girls who don't want to spend a lot of money on their pageant wardrobe. And pageants now are becoming more conscious of having fewer outfits. Like the Majority All America pageant this year has combined some events and caused, actually there are two less outfits required this year than there were last year. So it's definitely something that pageants on all levels are aware of and are trying to address.
Well, that's good. That kind of opens up the doors for more people to get involved that may not have been able to otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you said that it used to be you had to wear a leather outfit or a leather dress.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm.
I remember that when my friends were competing, like back in when I was in high school, a really long time ago, they always had.
Yeah. A few years ago, Western elegance was pretty much only a Western leather dress, but now it's kind of open to a few different ideas.
So with the pageant coming up in Las Vegas, how much of that is open to the public that people can go watch?
Several of the events are open to the public. Most of them are ticketed, and you buy your ticket at the door. Everything except for the interviews, basically, is open to the public.
Oh, okay.
The horsemanship contest is open to the public, and it's free to watch. It takes place in the Las Vegas Convention Center. And the whole pageant schedule can be found on MissRodeo.com.
Okay. I'll definitely link to that in the show notes so people that come to EarnYourSpurs.com to check out the interview can also find those links. And if they're going to be in Vegas and want to... Yeah, absolutely. And they can take in some of those contests down there. I did see that the horsemanship was listed in the NFR. I keep wanting to call it the wrong thing. It's like the NFR fan experience or fan zone. In the convention center. And I did see that was going to be there. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch. Now, I remember a long time ago, we were involved in the Queen pageant in Reno at the Reno Rodeo, and my dad's a horse trainer, so we provided some horses one year for the pageant. Do they still do that? Do they have to ride their own horse and another horse?
At the Miss Rodeo America pageant, all the horses are draw horses. They're all provided by the NFR stock contractors, so they're just the saddle horses and pickup horses that come along with the rodeo company to the NFR.
How difficult is that, having to get on somebody else's horse all the time?
You know, for me, it's not that big of a deal. I've been over on, I think, over 100 horses since this time last year with my pageant preparation and with all the rodeos that I've attended as Miss Rodeo America. And that's just a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy riding different horses. I always have.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a source of anxiety for some girls, but it's something, you know, those girls who are more apprehensive about it, it's just practice makes perfect. You just have to get on a lot of different horses. You know, there are people who have good horses that can help you out with that. You just have to seek advice from professionals.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody was getting ready to, you know, taking lessons to sort of get ready to compete in the horsemanship, what kind of a trainer would be most beneficial? Would it be like a reining trainer? Are they going to be doing patterns, reining patterns, or what kind of stuff should they work on?
Well, I haven't been on a horse as trained as most reining horses are yet. So that may slow you a little bit to ride a really nice running horse. What I would recommend is finding an AQHA professional horseman, and there are a list of those on AQHA.com, because those are people who have experience in multiple different facets of horsemanship and of the horse industry. So they're very well-rounded people. Though the pattern that we use at pageants is somewhat like a reining pattern and involves the same maneuver. So someone who is knowledgeable in reining could help you out with that.
Mm-hmm. And when the judges are judging the horsemanship and you're riding a draw horse that you don't know, and you probably don't, well, obviously you're not going to know how well that horse is trained until you get on it. I mean, how much of the judging gives you credit for, like, how you handle the situation regardless of the horse you're on. Because obviously, if you have to do a fly and lead change and your horse doesn't do fly and lead changes, I mean, is that going to dock you in your score, or do they look more at how you handle the situation?
Well, what the judges are looking at in horsemanship, you know, they're scoring you. They're not scoring exactly how great your pattern goes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What my goal is, when I get on a different horse in front of the judges, or even in a non-judge situation, is I'm going to ask that horse to perform the maneuver in a correct and gentle manner, like a professional horseman would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and give that horse the opportunity to be good. And the judges will see that you know how to cue that horse, even if the horse doesn't know the maneuver, that you know how to ask for it.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I could see that would be, you know, if you were being judged on how well you do the maneuvers, that could be a little nerve-wracking, not knowing what kind of a horse you're going to be getting on.
I'm not going to get on a strange horse and assume that it's not trained and really override it and stress it out and try to force it into doing the maneuvers. Because, you know, you can't teach them that in the minute and a half that you have to do your pattern at most pageants. So you just get on and ask them to do it correctly, and the judges will take note of that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And you always want to be gentle. You never want to cause a scene. That's the thing about being a rodeo queen, is you want to make things go as smooth and as pretty as possible. So you don't want to pick a fight with that horse. You want to give him every opportunity to do what you're asking to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Even if you're having a wreck or a storm happening underneath you, you want to make it look like you're not.
Right. You just want to stay smooth and calm and not cause a disruption.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. I, not having competed myself, I wasn't sure exactly how that worked. So that's cool. Are you going to be in Vegas signing autographs where people can come find you?
Yes, I have several autograph signings scheduled for that stand that I'm in Vegas. And if you'll follow the Miss Rodeo America official Facebook page, we'll have updates during the pageant as to where I'm going to be and when.
Cool. So what's next for you, Paige, after once your reign as Miss Rodeo America is done? Is there any, I mean, can you still compete at all? Are you done with your competing, and where do you go from here?
Well, I'm done with pageants. You know, I kind of feel like I've done what I'm going to do in the pageant world.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely plan to continue rodeoing and training horses and helping out on my family farm. And I'm looking for a career, but I haven't really decided yet what I want to do. And I fortunately kind of have the luxury to take some time and figure that out. So it'll be a little while before I settle on my happily ever after career. But I'm looking forward to kind of attending some rodeos, you know, as a contestant, as a fan. And I've made a lot of really good connections over the year with some different rodeo companies. So I'll just explore my options and, you know, kind of enjoy myself until I find the career that I want to pursue.
That's a good plan. Do you think that your experience competing in queen pageants has given you some skills that will be beneficial to you in your career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Almost all my personal interaction skills are credit to pageants. You know, I can find something to talk about with anybody. I can, you know, find something, some common ground to discuss with anybody. That really helps me out with the interview process and networking. And, you know, it's just opened countless doors for me, because a lot of employers are looking for interpersonal skills and looking for someone who's a self-starter and who's open to ideas and, you know, who's very well-informed. And I think that being in pageants and reigning as Miss Rodeo America has only polished all those skills for me.
Mm. So that's interesting, too, because I think sometimes people think that competing in pageants or in rodeo queen pageants is all about looking pretty, like we talked about, but it really does help you develop skills that you can use for your whole life. And those interpersonal networking skills are just so invaluable.
Absolutely. So, and I have, you know, a lot of young employable people are nervous about interviews or get anxious about interviews. And that's something that I'm really, really comfortable with. You know, I have absolutely no anxiety about interviews or meeting someone new or telling them who I am and what I stand for. All that comes really easy to me now.
Yeah. And you've done some public speaking too, right?
Right. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, how many people are terrified of public speaking?
Right. That's like the number one fear, especially among Americans. Not something that doesn't upset me at all anymore.
Yeah, because once you've done it and kind of gotten your feet wet, then it just comes naturally.
Yeah, your resume.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, anybody that can get up and speak well in front of a crowd, that's just, it's totally invaluable. And most people in rodeo don't have that opportunity like the queens do. So that's another good reason to get involved in pageants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, awesome. Is there anywhere online that people can find you to learn more about you? Do you have a website or somewhere else that people can look you up?
Well, MissRodeo.com is our official website.
Okay.
And I have a personal Facebook that obviously I add all my fans. So that's an easy way to keep up with me, to friend me or follow me on Facebook. And the Miss Rodeo America Facebook page is updated more often than my personal pages, and it's a really good source of information.
Cool. Hopefully anybody who's down in Vegas will have a chance to go find you and meet you. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm also on Instagram. I use the hashtag MRA14. So if anyone wants to find me or if we get a picture together, I would love for you to hashtag MRA14 so that I can see it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to be in Vegas, so hopefully I will have a chance to meet you in person. All right, Paige. Well, thank you so much. I just have one final question for you, and then I'll let you go and get back to your barrel race.
Okay.
What do you think is the most important quality for any good cowboy or cowgirl to have?
The most important quality any good cowboy or cowgirl to have? You know, I would say it's the patience to be a good horseman and the patience to interact with fans and teach them about sports. You know, it's a good thing to be patient with your horses and cattle, and it's a good thing to be patient with people and to let them learn about our sport and really put a good foot forward for us.
I would absolutely agree with that on both fronts, because I think that it can be intimidating for people when they don't know anything about the sport to sort of get involved or ask questions. You know, they don't want to sound stupid or whatever. And I love that you said that, because so many people, you know, there are a lot of people that are willing to help others and help educate them and sort of welcome them into the fold. But some people aren't so welcoming. So I think we can all do better at that.
Yeah. You know, you pretty much always have time to stop and take a picture with someone or stop and answer a question or let them pet your horse. So, and all that stuff looks really good on our sport. And it's definitely something that we need to, going forward in the future, we really need to make sure that we have a strong fan base who will stand up for us and say that rodeo is a great sport with great morals and values.
Yeah, because it is. And all the only reason that some people don't know that is just because they haven't been around it and they haven't been educated. So that's our job to help them learn.
Right, absolutely. You know, if we just give them a chance to learn the sport, they're going to love it as much as we do.
Yep, agreed. Well, thank you so much, Paige. I really appreciate you being here today, and I hope to see you in Vegas.
Okay, great. I appreciate you having me on.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Paige Nicholson. I learned a few things about rodeo queen pageants that I did not know, and I hope you did as well. There's really a lot that goes into the competition itself, and it's really one of the best ways in rodeo to develop skills that you can use in your career that will benefit you your entire life, like public speaking and networking. You can find links in the show notes for the websites we talked about, the Miss Rodeo America website, as well as the NFR Fan Fest. And if you're going to be in Las Vegas this week, I really hope to see you. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week.
For listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.